The topic of immigration has been a hot-button issue lately in Schenectady, as it is nationally. Those for and against measures addressing immigration have appeared in large numbers at public meetings. The City Council is now in a position where it seeks to address immigration without adopting the label Sanctuary City, a term used in areas where local authorities have agreed to limit their cooperation with federal agencies. City Council President Lisa Peraza, who called for Monday night's discussion, made that distinction.
We have long come to the fact that the majority of the council does not feel comfortable with that, so nobody at this table is recommending that.
What is on the table? Three separate bills addressing immigration that Peraza hoped would establish common ground. The most popular option is a simplified document brought forward by a majority of four Democrats that calls on the federal government to enact comprehensive immigration reform. Councilmember Ed Kozier said that the plan is based on language developed by the U.S. Conference of Mayors and nearly mirrors language adopted by Orlando, Florida.
Working, again, with the Conference of Mayors, this proposal that they worked on for comprehensive immigration reform, I think, is very, very important. It's a good starting point. Certain conversations should and will continue, I'm sure, in our community.
The resolution it is based on was signed onto by Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy, as well as the mayors of Albany, Syracuse, and Rochester. The proposed resolution does not mention the city police department or community policing, but acknowledges the importance of immigrants to the local economy and city diversity. It also says the city would work to, quote, foster a welcoming and secure city for all of their residents, regardless of who they are or where they came from, unquote. Vince Riggi, the only independent on the seven-member board dominated by Democrats, agreed with Kozier's sentiment that it's the city's duty to support law enforcement and to uphold federal laws.
I put my hand on the Bible, as all of us did, and we swore to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. Now, that's important when you do that. It isn't anything else. It's an important thing. That's what we do, and I take that very seriously. And I don't think we should be telling our police department to go against anything that the federal government is going to request.
Councilmember Marion Porterfield is seeking a bill that would include language stating that the city police department, quote, has long held to the practice that it does not inquire into a person's immigration status upon initial contact, unquote.
So it's not saying to the police, don't do anything. It's just what the police chief, what the mayor has said, what's been said consistently. That's a statement. It's not trying to tie the hand of the police.
Peraza said while it's nice that the Conference of Mayors put together the language used in the majority-supported proposal, she sought to tie in the sentiment of community members and personalize her own bill that would proclaim Schenectady a welcoming city.
I have never seen the likes of that, not even for the casino. And the missing voice of our citizens in this resolution, I find very, very disappointing.
The next regularly scheduled City Council meeting is set for Monday, April 24th. For more information on the resolutions, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Schenectady, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.